You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
What's happening, Warren?
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. I'm very excited today. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, our healer, our deliverer, the God that has set you free or set us free. Amen. The God that is continually with us, the God who loves us. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. The God that defeated the powers of darkness. Amen. We're talking about the eternal life. He's the access. Amen. Jesus says, listen, no man can come unto the Father except through me, and no man can come through me except the Father draws him. Lord, I'm thanking you for drawing people today to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Thank you. The Holy One of Israel, the Anointed One, Yeshua, the Messiah, the Christ. Amen. Glory be to God today. Lord, we just thank you. Before we get started today, I pray that your day is going well. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come to you today because of the need today. There's a need that is going on in the world today. But Father, we're coming to you because we know that you work everything after the counsel of your might, and that you're in control, Lord, and that nothing is too hard for you. Is there anything too hard for me, says the Lord, and that you, all things are possible with you, Lord, to those who believe. We thank you today. Father, we're asking you to move today and answer prayers today. You said that the incense that the angels bring before you are the prayers of the saints. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, hear the outcry of your people today. In the name of Jesus Christ, the outcry. Look upon your people. Look in your sanctuaries, Father. Hallelujah. And you are our help, Father, and bring help at such a time as this, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, meet somebody needs their provisions, because you're Jehovah Jireh. Let your provisions begin to start moving in their life. Open doors of favor, doors of opportunity in the name of Jesus. Give somebody back their mind, somebody that's mentally in bondage, Lord. So as you did on the day when that man came out of the tomb, and he was possessed with many legions. So as you did with King Nebuchadnezzar after 7 years, you gave him back his right mind. You are a mind fixer and a heart regulator. Father, in the name Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, let your healing power begin to flow through the airways today. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind up the powers of darkness. I break the powers of the operations of sicknesses and diseases in the people's bodies. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break the bondage, amen, of mental depression. In the name of Jesus, off of the minds of people, I bind your peace to their minds. In the name of Jesus Christ, the peace of the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let your healing virtue, your healing power, your balm of Gilead power go down into the liver, the kidneys, Father. Begin to restore in the heart valves, in the bones, in the blood, in the tendons. Rinse out the blood in the name of Jesus through your holy blood in Jesus' name. Forgive us, Lord, for our sins, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and wash us. And when you wash us from all unrighteousness, sickness and disease have to leave the body because we are cleansed before you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father, I just give you praise that you're doing exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or think. according to your power that working in us, Father. I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for you're doing a new thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for moving throughout the world today. Amen. Letting your spirit of truth manifest in a great way, that we're not ignorant of the enemy's devices, Lord. We thank you for your loving kindness today. We thank you for all that you've done for us today. Father, we could have been dead, hallelujah, but we're here at this moment. We thank you for your divine protection today, for you said the angel of the Lord encamping around about those that fear us, fear you, and deliver them. Thank you, Lord. And you said in Psalms 91 that you would be with us in trouble, hallelujah, and that you would deliver us, honor us, and set us on high, and that because we know your name, we shall call upon you, and you would answer, and with long life shall you satisfy us and show us your salvation. Somebody ought to say right then and there to the devil, I don't have to die on your time plate. I die when the Lord say. And when the Lord says that I do, I enter in from death right on into eternal life. I don't have to accept a death report. Amen. For Jesus is the resurrected living King. Glory be to God. He said, I came that you may have life and have life more abundantly. He is the living healer, the healer of all. Somebody ought to stir up their faith right where you at and say, I don't have to die from cancer. I don't have to die from these things. I can stand on my faith. Glory be to God. And believe that the Lord will supernaturally heal my body, because his word says in Psalms 92, in Psalms 91, with long life shall I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Someone ought to stir up themselves right now and tell the Lord, Father, I've done all that I can do. The doctor's done all that they can do, but I haven't given up on my faith in my heart. Your word is your word, Lord, and I'm trusting you. Whatever the situation is, in the name of Jesus, let your healing flow through my body. Don't say it once, just consistently thank him, amen, and praise him, because he said in Isaiah 61, give him a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness and begin to praise him. Amen. I'm very excited. Amen. Nothing is too hard for Jesus. Jesus can heal HIV. He can heal cancer. He can heal diabetes. He can heal. All this stuff is part of our benefits as believers in the kingdom of the Almighty God. Amen. We have benefits. You know how you got benefits on your job? You got benefits in the kingdom of the Almighty God. He's just waiting for you with your faith, or waiting for us with our faith to activate it with our faith. Amen. So that we can get a manifestation. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for hearing the prayers of your people today in Jesus' name. Not only hearing, but bringing results and acting. Amen. And letting them know that you are God. Amen. That your people will once again let fear and reverence return back unto your holy name, your word, and your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm very excited about the message today. Let's run really quickly to 1 Corinthians chapter 6. We're going to look right there at verse 18. We're living in a day and a time, glory be to God, where people are okay with shacking. People are okay with committing fornication. People are okay with adultery. I mean, it's like a settling. Like, everybody want to shack. Nobody want to be by themselves. Some say because there's a finance, I can't take care of myself, so I'd rather settle and have a boyfriend, somebody with me, or a man, somebody with me, or a woman, somebody with me that's helping me. It kind of put Jesus to the side there and said, this is what I want to do. But the Lord has something to say about that. Look at verse 18. It says, flee sexual immorality, or flee fornication. Every sin that man does is outside of the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body or her own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought with a price, and therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Here he tells, he said, flee. He said, flee. Flee where I mean, get out of there quickly. I believe that's what happened to Joseph when Potiphar's wife was trying to get him to sleep with her. He flee. He left out of there. He left his garment behind. He said, I'm going to get out of here because this woman is after me. Do you know, he says, every sin that man do outside the body is sin. But he who fornicates, commit adultery, all these other sexual immorality or sins against their own body. We cannot, and I'm going to say it, and I'm going to say it boldly. We cannot, as the people of God, continue to dwell in these fornication, these sexual sins, and say to the Lord, heal my body. Because he says right there, you're sinning against your own body. And when you open these doors and you sin against your own body, Satan himself and his powers of darkness come and they have a right to attack your body. Okay, Lord, you want to go there? Let's go there. Did you know that you could be laying with somebody in fornication and that they can release this demon of death, sickness, and disease right into your spirit, right into your body? You don't know how you pick. It may not even show up right then and there. They can release the spirit of depression in you. They can release the spirit of confusion. They can release the spirit of poverty upon you. Did you know that? Oh, yeah. Because when you lay down with someone, you're saying what's in you can become a part of me. And when you say, and it doesn't matter what demon is in your bloodline. It doesn't matter what kind, but whether you got a lust, whether you're homosexual, whatever you got going on. And to the level of whatever it is, you're saying that it can become a part of me. So now once the door is open and you have sinned against your own body, or we've sinned against our own bodies, we're open, free game for attack. That's why it's so important when we go before the Lord every day to ask him to forgive us for our sins, to say, Lord, I expect you. My demand is on it. Your word says that you would cleanse me from all unrighteousness. And in that cleansing is meaning we're right standing with Jesus now, and that now deliverance can flow in our lives. Jesus is speaking to his people. And, you know, it's like the enemy is connecting the dots. He will have this. I see it in the spirit all the time. I've experienced it. You can hook up with the wrong person, and when they put them demons inside of you or them evil spirits upon you because you're opening the door because you keep fornicating, you keep doing adultery, you keep breaking the laws of the word of God, and what you say is the kingdom of God, and then you want benefits, but your benefits can't flow from the kingdom of God. Amen. Unless you begin to say, hey, Lord, I'm in bondage, and I know you set me free from this bondage, but I need to come out of here. This is serious. I knew a young lady, a beautiful young lady. I mean beautiful, nice, beautiful lady. I mean personality, shapely, everybody just loved her. Out of nowhere one day, her mind was completely just, I never seen nothing like that in my life. She was living on the street. She was like a bag lady. I said, what don't happen here? You know, and I couldn't understand it until later on in life when the Lord gave me the understanding. You cannot just be laying down with people, opening these doors because you don't know what's dwelling inside. People don't lost their life because men don't went after women who have these spirits, and them demons went after them and took that man's life because the demons say, you're touching my property. Or the same thing with women messing with men have lost their life because it's not so much the individual. Because remember, we're not fighting flesh and blood. Our fight is against, it tells us that in Ephesians chapter 6. Our fight is against principalities, demonic powers, rulers of darkness. Yeah, spiritual hosts of spiritual wickedness in high place. How do you think they're going to be operating? They're operating through people's bodies. And this is, you know, it's kind of like that movie I used to see years ago, The Invasion of the Body Snatchers. That's what it seemed like. Jesus is saying, flee fornication. Come out your adultery, all your sexual sins. Get cleaned up. Sanctify yourself before the Lord and then come before the Lord. Or go before the Lord and say, Lord, help me so that I can get clean because you're the cleaner. Amen. You're the antidote to all my sickness and my sin and my disease. What did Jesus tell the woman when they wanted to stone her because they said they caught her in adultery? The man wasn't there, but that's a whole nother story. But anyway, Jesus says, sin no more or a worse thing will come upon you. This is what he's talking about. He says, sin no more or a worse thing will come upon you. That door is open and you get cleansed and then you keep going back and you keep going back and you keep going back. And the Lord said, a worse thing will come upon you. Amen. So the Lord is saying, the body of Christ need a sanctification period going on. Well, we need to go into a sabbatical from sexual sins and get delivered. In Jesus' name, Father, I thank you for the message. May it resonate and convict those that is needed for. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of